welcome to the Mommy Beta Podcast. We are four new mommies beta testing parenthood. Today we are three mommies and a mini mommy beta. Miss Reese is joining us today. Natalie Morris is in the Bay Area but is unable to join us today. But we are all looking forward to seeing her and little Miles at my little girl's birthday this weekend. So today we have myself, Jennifer, Natalie, and Alex. Hi.
Hey, everybody.
Hello. And so this is the podcast where we discuss what we've been blogging about lately on mommybeta.com. And we have quite a bit going on this week. Most recently, Natalie blogged about foam mats. And I had sent a link around to the girls with an article reporting that foam mats have been banned from some stores in Belgium and France because of their toxicity. But Natalie's done a little more research on this, so hopefully she can shed a little more light on the topic.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of give a little quick heads up that this is an issue. Apparently, it was going on almost a year ago is when this started happening. But, you know, Jennifer's email to us was the first I'd heard of it. So I thought, well, you know, even though it's kind of old news, I want to share it with the Mom and Beta readers so they can know what's going on, too. So essentially, those foam puzzle mats that everybody uses on the floor that are awesome, they're really flexible and bendy. And I guess that's partly because they're treated with a chemical called formamide that helps them be flexible like that. And that chemical is a skin and eye irritant. It has some links to fertility and developmental disorders and cancer, and, you know, the whole nine yards. So the gist of the story is if you've had your mats out for more than a month, the chemical is dissipated. They're fine. Don't stress about it. If you're buying new mats, go to mommybeta.com, find this article, and I've got a great link on there to a safe baby post that has a great chart on what brands of mats use this chemical and which ones don't. So that's the gist of that. Just trying to help you keep your baby safe out there.
Hey, Dad, I have one other just thought, too, because yeah. The reason why I had even heard about this news is because I was wanting to put some of these foam mats out for Elle's birthday this weekend. On the concrete. I mean, I've been planning to get them for some time because she wants to crawl around out there and I feel like it's hard on her knees. And so I had seen a review on Amazon for some foam mats when I was looking at some actually at Ross, of all places. I had stumbled upon some really cute ones. So I ended up purchasing them. But what I've noticed on all these mats is the age requirement is 3+. Is it because they have these little, like, end pieces that sometimes, you know, that you push down on the ends to make sure that they don't have the puzzle piece edges? Or why are they 3+?
That's so funny. I just bought them just because Reese crawling. We have hardwood floors, and I didn't want her to scuff up her knees. So I didn't even pay attention. Well, I didn't notice the age requirement.
I didn't notice either. You know, I think I've noticed on the packaging for toys and stuff, they're kind of two different recommendations. One is kind of like this is recommended for ages 3+. And then one of them is kind of like this danger triangle thing that says warning, small pieces, choking hazard. Mm-hmm. So when it has that warning danger choking hazard thing on it, I don't buy it and I stay away from it. But, you know, there are rubber balls, like little basketballs that say 3+. And it's like, come on, seriously, this is a ball. There are no small parts. Mm-hmm. And I think we've talked about this a little bit before, that sometimes those recommendations are like developmental, like they would be better for the kid at 3 years old or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I did worry about that on the foam mats when Dominic was little, because he likes to chew on them, those little end pieces, like,
oh, yeah,
coming off.
Oh, yeah, pulled all of hers off.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe it is a potential choking hazard. I've watched Dominic closely, and he's never been able to bite a chunk out of the mat because I was really worried about that for a while. So I guess, you know, it's like everything else with supervision. You know, right. As long as you keep an eye on the kids, then, you know, that would be my recommendation.
I was just wondering if it had anything to do with what it's made of. You know, like I see some balls or some toys that are painted and things like that. When I was going to buy Elsa musical toys in a really nice little baby shop nearby, the owner was like, no, this is for 3+ because it's painted and they could bite it and they just don't need to have that kind of material in their mouth.
Oh.
So I wasn't sure maybe if like certain balls, like we're like, it's a ball. Why is it 3+? Maybe
yeah.
Because they don't want that material in the baby's mouth, you know. 3-year-olds typically aren't putting the balls in their mouth.
Maybe. I don't know. I hadn't thought about it like that.
So, yeah, I'll look into it and see if I can find anything.
Yeah. Speaking of putting things on their in their mouths, I wanted to share one other thing is stickers. Nick, he puts them everywhere, including in his mouth, but he prefers to put them on his toes and his nose and mommy's toes and mommy's nose. But I wrote a post about how stickers are awesome for flying. I know we've all been doing a lot of traveling, and you know, in the as far as we can see, we will all continue to be doing a lot of traveling. And stickers are like the easiest thing ever to pack in your bag. Throw a couple of sheets in there, and even for not traveling, just to, you know, at restaurants or whatnot. They're my new discovery, and I want to encourage everyone to keep stickers on you at all times, because it guarantees you 5 minutes of peace.
I think that was such a great tip, because Reese and I have been doing a lot more traveling, and I'm constantly trying to find new things. Whenever we travel, I always make sure to have one or two small toys that she hasn't seen before, but I feel like I'm constantly buying new toys. So I love the sticker idea, because they're inexpensive and, you know, they're small, and yes, I'm sure she would love them. We haven't tried it yet.
So Nat, have you tried the, like, peel them off? Like, you can stick them, but peel them off. My concern would just be trying to stick it on, like, if Elle stuck it on a tray table on an airplane and we couldn't get it off or something like that. Are they pretty easy to, the ones you get are to pull off, or?
I mean, I got them at the dollar store, so maybe because they're cheap, they're not very sticky. I don't know.
Yeah.
We didn't have that problem. Although my parents did say that they're finding stickers around their house 2 weeks after we left. You know, they're a little bit of a hazard in that way, but I think, I mean, anybody with a good thumb fingernail should be able to get a sticker off, you know, of most surfaces. So, right. And, you know, if there's a star left on the tray table, you know, is it the end of the world?
It's just for that stewardess who made you, or tried to make you take them out of the ergo.
I know. I should have put stickers all over so she'd have to peel them off.
I just thought it was a really great tip, because, to be honest, you are kind of in the most challenging position in traveling right now, because it seems like, you know, Dominic is the most, not the most active, but, you know, as they get older, it's just harder.
Yeah, he's like, he's just in that funny stage where he is really active, really into everything, but not into anything for a long enough period of time. Like, he can't concentrate on a craft or a TV show or anything like that. Like, it always has to be a constant rotating, you know, circus of things to entertain him. Mm-hmm. So that's what's really hard. So I'm kind of excited for him to get a little bit older and be able to, you know, kind of do a puzzle or, you know, something.
Right.
You know, color instead of eating the crayons.
Did you guys use a little laptop or something like that and put a TV show on? I'm just curious.
We used an iPhone. Uh-huh. And I actually am very curious. J-Lo, have you tried that, the Fisher-Price thing for the iPhone yet?
I have. So thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, I tried it out and I gave it to Elle. And I don't think she's just as interested in tech as all you other little mommy betas babies, because she'll kind of look at it and toss it aside and would rather go and play with some clothes or my shoes or something like that.
A little fashionista on the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think she'll grow into it, but I think you guys would love it. I mean, I was confused on first how to put it together, because I still had my case on my iPhone. I was like, why isn't this fitting? And I was like, oh, right. I got to take my case off the iPhone. And then it fit perfectly. And, it was really easy to use, and I didn't really think that you could navigate the phone that well with the plastic over the screen. There's plastic in the front where the phone, the cover of the phone, the front of the phone is protected, but then there's a harder piece of plastic over where, you know, the button is, the home button, to help to prevent them from going back to the menu bar all the time.
Oh, that's what we need.
That's our big problem. Yeah.
Application. She constantly, we have the wheels on the bus go round and round, and she can use
the arrows. We love that one.
It's so much fun. She actually prefers just the home screen to that. She just likes listening. And when she presses the arrow, she gets upset because she doesn't know how to go back to the home page. But she presses the actual on the iPhone, the home button, and then she cries because the wheels on the bus go round and round is no longer playing. So that would be great. I think we'll go ahead and get that.
Yeah. So it's really great because you can navigate with the little plastic on the screen. And from what I can see so far, it seems to work great. The case seems durable. It was, I think, around $17. It was a little higher than the price that I had found online, but it's a great bargain for, you know, protecting your phone, as
right.
Alex knows the whole way.
Yes.
Does it only fit iPhone 4s?
You know, it is square, so I don't know if it would fit the iPhone 3s. That's a really good question. I don't know.
I can look. There's no iPhone 5.
Oh, well, there's the iPhone 4SG.
Lame.
And speaking of electronics, I guess that's a good leeway into just giving a shout out to our sponsor, Gazelle.com. And Gazelle.com is a great place to sell your used electronics for cash and other cool things like Amazon gift cards or PayPal credits. With the holidays coming up, we all need a little extra cash in our hands. And I'm sure you all have lots of electronics that you that are sitting around that you probably should be getting rid of anyway. So just wanted to thank them so much for their support. And girls, do you have anything to add about Gazelle.com? Have you been giving it a try lately?
Go ahead, Alex.
I was just going to say, I haven't tried it yet, but I have started collecting all the items. I told my husband about the site, and he's all for it. So he's more of the gadget guy than I am the gadget girl. So he's collecting all of the gadgets, and then I'll be using the site to sell them.
Yeah, I have a big, I call it the electronics box in the garage that's full of old stuff. So Sean and I are going to go through it this weekend and find some good stuff. Because, you know, like, you're not supposed to throw out electronics. There's all kinds of, you know, chemicals and heavy metals and things inside electronics. So even though, even despite the, you know, you're getting money back for it, it's also kind of the environmentally responsible thing to do to use a site like this. So I'm excited to try it out.
That's a really good point. Yeah, girls, keep us posted on how your sales go.
Will do.
A big thanks to Gazelle.com. So, continuing on with the show, we just talked about traveling and stickers, and Alex just recently blogged about how she and the family aren't too worried about hotel star ratings anymore, and you've been frequenting vacation homes instead. So, Alex, you have a few sites that you really love to find these places at?
Yeah, the two sites, well, really just one, but I also just heard about another one. So I use VRBO, and then Airbnb is a new one. I think most of us are familiar with VRBO. I think, Natalie, you said you and Sean have used it before.
Mm-hmm. Is that an acronym for Vacation Rentals by Owner, right?
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
And Airbnb is fairly new. I don't know how long it's been around, but it's the same concept where you can rent a vacation home or even a room instead of renting a hotel. So Josh and I, well, first of all, I love, love, love hotels more than anybody. I love them making my bed and the chocolate on the pillow, and it's just so, so nice and fun. It's just hard traveling with a baby. You know, Reese doesn't sleep well in the same room with us. So we, you know, we'll stick her in the bathroom and you can hear her. She's joining in on the conversation.
She's telling us about her great stay.
Right. In the bathroom. So we'll put the cat in the bathroom.
You know, I used to have an infatuation with bathrooms. Every restaurant we would go in, I would have to go to the bathroom.
Because you'd really have to go, or you wanted to see
it? No, I just wanted to see it. My parents still talk about it to this day. My sister even remembers it.
That's funny. Well, I hope that Reese doesn't have a fascination with bathrooms because of this. But we started renting places just because there's more room. There's, you know, they have a kitchen. It's just a lot more convenient. And we try to find places that have a yard.
That's great.
Yeah. And we don't always necessarily get her a room. Sometimes it ends up cheaper to, you know, to get a 3-bedroom, for example, if we just traveled with his in-laws, or with my in-laws, Josh's parents, and we had a 3-bedroom, so Reese did have her own room, and that 3-bedroom was cheaper than if we were to get 2 hotel rooms, so one for me and Josh and Reese, and then one for his parents for 3 nights. So it ends up being cost-effective and convenient, and so I don't think we're going to do the hotel again unless we have to while traveling with her. And the other thing is we just found this. We're going to Disneyland in a few months, and so we found a vacation rental in my mom's going brothers and his family. So we found a 5-bedroom.
Wow.
And the master bedroom has a big enough closet. I've been emailing with the owner, who also has a 2-year-old. So we're going to stick Reese in the closet.
Awesome.
Like, the bathroom, the closet.
I love it. You're like, I need a 5-bedroom plus an extra large closet.
I'm bringing all my shoes.
But it's so great. And this one, so what I love about this, she has a little girl who's 2, so we don't have to bring a high chair. They actually have a stroller, even though we're going to bring the travel stroller. Mm-hmm. They have everything that we need, so it's just less, you know, less of a pain to pack all her stuff.
That's awesome. Know.
Yeah.
What's, I'm curious what the rate is for like a 5-bedroom. I mean, I'm guessing you have a lot of people going with you, so it's going to be huge savings.
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head, but I think it ended up being like for how many days we're staying, like $50 per person.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
In LA? Near Disneyland?
Anaheim. In awesome. Anaheim. We wanted to be close to Disneyland.
And didn't you say it's Disney themed?
It is Disney themed.
Wow. That's so cute.
They live in
a Disney themed home, or is this a vacation home?
There's also a pool and a hot tub and a playroom.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're excited.
Is there room? Yeah, I think we need a mommy beta visit.
Oh, that would be fun.
What fun would that be?
Yeah, I think Reese is a little young for Disneyland. It's more my brother, my niece and nephew. They're teenagers, early teens, and they wanted to go, so we're kind of...
I'm sure she'll love it.
Yeah, I think she'll love it. So I have to start getting her into princesses. I realize she doesn't know Cinderella or Snow White, and she actually doesn't even know Elmo or Sesame Street. So every day we've been watching like 15 minutes of TV, so she gets to know them.
She's cramming for Disneyland.
That's so cute. You know, and we used Airbnb for our trip to Monterey recently, and I loved it. And I just wanted to share another perk with it is many times these places include passes or things like that to, local attractions if they're there. So, if someone came to visit here, Alex, you could just give them your California Academy pass or something like that. So,
oh, cool.
When we stayed in this condominium, it came with free aquarium passes, and they were pretty much
savings.
Huge. It was an annual pass. So we could leave, we could come back. It didn't matter, how often we left or came back. We didn't have to pay for reentry or anything like that, which is huge when you have a baby and home and they need a nap and all that stuff. So just wanted to throw that out there. And I think ours was $160 for each night, which, you can't find a hotel
a kitchen. Yeah. And I'm sure it had a kitchen and a bathroom.
Yeah. And, it was a 1-bedroom, but Elle slept in actually it did have a pretty big closet. We did put her in the closet on the second night. It when we looked at suites and things, I mean, nothing below 400.
Mm-mm.
So.
No. I sometimes am jealous of people who co-sleep because then Reese, I'd just be able to throw her in the bed and I wouldn't have to worry about, okay, where is she going to sleep? In the closet, in the bathroom?
Right.
And she has slept in the same room with us and it's fine. It's just as soon as she wakes up, instead of playing in her crib for a half hour, she'll stand up and fuss until I get her. She's like, hey, I see you.
Yeah.
You're right there. Hello.
You can't ignore me. Although now she wakes up and she'll still play for up to a half hour, but she looks at the monitor. I'm not kidding. And talks into it. I think she knows I can see her.
That's so
how does she know that?
Funny. I don't know. I don't know if she does, but she literally looks. And maybe it's just she's fascinated by the little red lights. And so she just looks up at it and kind of coos and laughs. And I'm not sure.
So cute.
That's one of the funniest things, I think. So we don't have a video monitor, but I love hearing when, like, sometimes in the mornings, Elle will wake up and I just hear a little happy sing song, like, ah-ha-ha-ha! And then, like, I hear the, like, music thing we have in there turn on. She'll turn it on. She'll turn the sleep sheep on. She'll crawl around. So it's just one of those little memories, those, times in her little life that...
Well, you have a lot of memories because she's turning one.
I know. And I thought that was a good segue into my recent post about her because we're in full party planning mode. I feel like I've been talking about this for the past 3 weeks or so on every podcast.
What are you talking about? The past 3 months.
Yeah.
I know. I've been planning as long as I can because this year's just gone by way too fast. And I just, in between, setting up our swing set yesterday, which we finally got. We can talk about that on a later show. In between all the party planning and all that, I keep just sitting back and thinking about how did we get here so fast? And just reflecting on all the awesome things that, we've experienced over this past year and how much my life has changed since having this little girl, My life has changed so much in 1 year, but this year's gone by so fast.
I found the first year went by super fast.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy? I remember
thinking, well, you know, the first 3 months, they kind of crawl along a little slower, I guess, maybe because there's a lot more activity because you're waking up a lot more frequently.
And it's also new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's a lot of nursing and all that stuff. But some of my favorite things, which I love right now, is just seeing her personality come out more. And you girls are already experiencing that because your girls and your little boy are much older. Not much older, but, you know, a little older than Elle. So it's just been so funny. I posted a video up this past week or yesterday of her shaking it in Toys R Us. I don't know if you ladies saw that, but she's just really like giggling and loving life. And one of my favorite things I just wanted to share as a memory, and then I thought we could all kind of maybe share something. One of our favorite little things from your little one's first year was is whenever I go to give her, put her down for a nap, I have the sleep sack, and we usually use the Halo sleep sack, but we've been recently switched over to the Merino wool sleep sack, which I can't wait to write a post about because it's awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah, and such a great, I was originally shocked by the price, but it's such a great buy because you can grow into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been using it since Nick was like, as soon as we stopped swaddling him, so what, he was like 4 or 5 months old, and he's still in it, and it's totally comfortable. It's the Merino Kids is the brand.
Yes, yes. But basically, so I'll put her down for a nap, and I'll turn her music on so she knows it's happening, and she starts her little fake cry like, and then I'll start putting her sleep sack on, and I'll get one side on, and then she'll put her arm back while she's fake crying so the other arm can go in, you know, like, oh, no, I'm going to go down for a nap. Let me help you put my sleep sack on. And it's just so cute how they just pick up on things, and I don't know, just that little thing, you know, just so how, like, smart they are, but just how they're just little human beings, and it's just amazing to see their natural emotions.
Yeah, it's, I agree. I think the biggest thing, and I don't know if it was before 1 year, you'll start to see that Elle understands so much more than she can communicate back. Mm-hmm. And like now I'm just constantly challenging Reese, like, okay, Reese, you guys saw the little video of mommy's helper. So after every meal, she takes one thing, whether it's a bowl or a spoon or a napkin, to the kitchen.
Oh, that's
and she
so
helps.
Cute.
So I think the biggest thing for me is just being able to communicate and having her understand so
it's
much
amazing.
And react. And I can see, I'm like, oh, all of, you know, all of my talking incessantly to her during the day is paying off.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was laughing, my mother-in-law was here, and I talk out loud all day because I have no one else to talk to. You know, when Reese is napping, I still talk. So all day I'm like, okay, mommy's putting, you know, this dish in the sink. Mommy's doing her hair. Mommy's picking up Reese as she falls. And that was her in the background. And now I think it's paying off. At least I like to hope so.
Mm-hmm. You see the little mind, the little wheels turning.
Yes. She actually grabbed the remote the other day. And I don't ever really watch TV with her. Actually, I don't ever. Except now, where, as Natalie said, we're training for Disneyland. She grabbed the remote and pointed it to the TV.
Oh, my God.
I was like, whoa, we're not watching TV. Where did you get that from?
Yeah.
And Natalie, I think you say, like, Dominic's like points the TV, right?
Oh yeah, he points to the TV and says TV, and then he takes the remote and he points at the TV and he says Elmo.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's a big fan of Elmo. And we do a couple mornings a week we do some Elmo, and we also like Caillou is another cute one.
Uh-huh.
He's like a little preschooler guy, and he hangs out with his mom and his grandma, and they're just cute little shows. I know everybody's like, oh, you know, it's funny because this happens with my in-person play groups too. Like, TV comes up and everybody's like, oh, well, you know, we only watch TV for a few minutes a day, you know, like everybody's super like defensive about it.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, honestly, it's pretty amazing. Like, this morning Sean's out of town, and I had to empty the dishwasher and fold the laundry and, you know, do stuff. And, you know, I put on Sesame Street, and he's kind of getting to the point where he actually will sit in front of it and watch it, because he used to just kind of like keep it on in the background and he would do other stuff. But it's cute. Like, he comes out, or I came out of the kitchen, and he was watching it, and it was talking about the number of the day, and he was like, 19.
Oh,
and
my,
I was like,
gosh. Oh,
okay. You know, like, obviously this isn't the worst thing for him if he's
right,
you know, and he's starting to sing his ABCs, you know, like, I think there's that.
That's
has a little
really
bit of an influence
cute
on it too.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with a little TV.
Absolutely. Yeah. Reese, she'll do 10 minutes. She'll actually sit on the couch and watch it with me for 10 minutes, and then she wants to play.
Elle will just move around the living room. She'll get mesmerized for a second because we're big Yo Gabba Gabba fans. And they, I love it because they have these like real little kids that come on between the segments and they're like, hi, my name is Martha and I like to dance. And they like start dancing, you know. So I love letting her see like other little kids dancing and just letting themselves be themselves. So, yeah, we do the Yo Gabba Gabba. So she's gotten where she actually watches it now. But Natalie, I'm curious to hear what your big memory is too when Dominic was one to you. I mean, I know there's so many.
Gosh, putting me on the spot. It's hard because I feel like that was so long ago now. Yeah.
I think, at least more so than me, you really enjoyed the nursing experience.
Yeah, I did. And every once in a while, it's kind of funny. I'll be like holding him and he'll kind of like nuzzle up to me and I'll be like, oh, you know, that was kind of nice. I do miss that a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, you know, like it also is, you know, a nice amount of freedom to not doing it anymore. There's a couple of kids in his preschool class who are still nursing, and I think that's great, but I just think it would be really hard to still be managing that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm thankful that he weaned when he did, although, you know, it was hard when it happened. But
yeah, I was thoroughly impressed that you and Natalie went the full 1 year. It's hard. It's not easy.
No, it's not. And it's, you know, and it's different for everybody too, you know, like everybody has kind of a different experience with it. And it wasn't so hard for me to get there. Like, I don't feel like I really had to fight for it that much. So I was lucky mm-hmm. in that. So I think, you know, the women who, you know, like you guys both made it a long time and you know, especially Alex had to really fight for it. And I think that says a lot.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Although I was thinking about it as you were talking and I fought so, so hard. And I don't know how many times I cried because I didn't have milk or I had to pump extra. I think I'm definitely going to breastfeed with number two. But my goal is 6 months. I think 6 months is good for us. And unless it's super easy this time around.
Yeah, I think that's an awesome goal. I mean, mm-hmm. 6 months is a long time, you know? So, well, let's move on. We are running out of time, and we have to get to our awesome giveaways that we have going on. This week, we're going to be giving away Tyler Florence's new cookbook, which is great. I've been testing it out. It's called Fresh Start, and basically it has recipes starting from when your baby is really little to when they're a toddler, and recipes that the whole family can enjoy where you don't have to make, you know, different things for the kids and yourself. So I'm going to be planning a post on that, and we'll be giving away two of those cookbooks this week. And then wrapping next week, we have some Skype video cams and some earbuds and a really cool group membership to Skype where you can actually get a group of people on to do video chats. And I think it's a paid service. I think it's around $30. So you're getting that for free too. So you can bring all the grandparents on or your sister or whoever into a big web chat.
Awesome. And I think that one wraps up tomorrow, right?
Yes. Okay. Actually, I messed up on the date. I accidentally, we're trying a new giveaway system many of you probably have seen, and I accidentally had it closing on the 22nd. It may be going all month long. So.
Well, you know, I think we can edit that. We can talk about it offline, but I think you can edit the close date, so we can maybe talk about that. But yeah, and we also have, we're in the middle of the giveaway for Llama Llama Red Pajama, which is a great bedtime storybook. We've got 5 copies of that to give away, courtesy of Jimboree Play and Music, and that's in honor of Jumpstart for Read for the Record, which is actually happening today. By the time this posts, it might have already happened, but basically raising awareness for Jumpstart's programs to improve literacy and early education.
Awesome. Well, we want to thank all of you for joining us today. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, feedback, we want to hear from you. You can reach us at mb@mommybeta.com. And we'll be back next week, hopefully with all of our Natalies.
Woohoo!
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
You and me, happy as can be, flying through the park on our bikes on a Sunday afternoon. You and me, rolling on the floor, practicing your somersaults, your cartwheels, your donkey kicks, and more. to grow so big overnight? How did you get so smart and bright? Yesterday you were asleep in my arms. Today you're growing off the charts. I'm so proud of you. Drawing pictures wild and free while the paint goes flying. Your big smile, it brightens up the room. You and me reading books in bed, your head on my shoulder, your eyes on the pages ahead. To grow so big overnight, how did you get so smart and bright? Yesterday you were asleep in my arms, today you're growing off the charts. I'm so proud of you.